Channel One Over, and this meeting with Leo and Helen with Jimmy this Monday, the 1st of July, 74. Channel One Over, and this meeting between Leo and Helen and Jimmy this Monday, the 1st of July, 74. Channel One Over, and this meeting between Leo and Helen and Jimmy Satterfield this Monday, the 1st of July, 74. Channel One Over, and this meeting between Leo and Helen and Jimmy Satterfield this Monday, the 1st of July, 74.
Giving him a chance to get credit at his minimally high interest rate. This isn't a subsidy program. It doesn't hopefully require appropriations by the government. If these loans are paid back and the Secretary of Agriculture has authority under the bill to ensure that the loans are made in a way that will be likely to be repaid, then everybody benefits. All it does is provide short-term credit at market rate, but because of the enormous trouble that the market is presently in, it's needed. We don't do a thing in this bill we don't do for small business loans.
Come in,
fact,
come in.
Small business loans.
I just listened to this thing here, Mark. It's all bad news. General
Ross. Well, I guess I have messed up.
You have fucked up.
Yeah.
You sure have.
I just called them and talked to them. Well, I didn't actually say much. I listened pretty much. And I'm going to head over to the dump and see what I can salvage. I told them I would replace anything that could be replaced. And I corrected him on a few things that he felt were in there that I think his memory probably had slipped a little on, because I was sure about pretty much about what I did throw away, and a couple of the items he felt I threw away I don't think were in there. But pretty much I just shouldn't have thrown any of it away, I suppose.
He got here yesterday afternoon. He came over here. They were coming over here to just to visit. He stopped down there, and when he came up here, I mean, he was popping. It was a good thing nobody was down there when he got there.
That's what he told me this morning.
Because when he gets mad, he's
oh, man alive.
Yeah,
I didn't think about you throwing anything away.
Yeah, I guess
he
did. It
wasn't, you know, coming out of it.
He came down there and saw that expensive mattress laying out there.
I guess he thought I was going to leave it out.
Well, it rained in about 30 minutes.
It didn't rain before I got back there to get it inside.
He brought it inside.
Yeah. Well, I was there about 5 minutes after he brought it inside, apparently.
Yeah.
Because I was in a hurry to get back. He also, I thought y'all had done it. Because he brought my mattress inside. I had a foam mattress of my own outside.
Yeah. Is that yours?
And was anxious to get back. I was had been taking a load to the dump, so I was apparently just missing because I was getting back to be sure everything was...
Yeah, you did miss him.
Yeah, apparently I am too. Yeah. However, I am scheduled to see him this morning.
You coming over?
Yeah.
Well, you better be there too, then.
Thought I ought to come check with you before I fall.
I left you word down there when was it? Saturday sometime. Place was open. Your truck was down there. Well, the truck was down there. Stuff was spread around. I left you word about putting that wire up again. Keep it a little more private.
Partially, that's my fault, because I should have checked with you to begin with to tell you that, you know, they were his things. I just didn't think about you going in there and getting rid of anything. And we should keep pretty close check on what we're doing. He's willing for somebody to stay there. That was agreed, you see. That was an agreement. Right, breaking any rules there.
Well, you see, he cleaned up the place, but he...
As Cookie says, he just cleaned up and cleaned me out.
Well, there's... I don't know what kind of chance there is or what I can say, but I'm going to go head down there to Orange Lake where I dumped stuff and see.
Okay, that's a good idea.
See what I can do, what I can do.
Yeah. Let me tell you, it's... we just leave you alone, but it's a good idea to check in up here pretty steady. If you're going to open it up and then be gone and things like that, you still ought to check in up here. It's, I don't know, there's a lot of checking to be done in the world.
Yes. People help themselves down there a lot, too, around that. That's, you know, they come around and help themselves. You might be missing a lot of stuff of your own. It's a sad world.
Yeah.
Well, why don't you run down there and see what you find?
Okay. I didn't know whether to go do that first or come see you, but I thought since he was coming that I ought to go on and check we had enough.
Yeah, just checking. Take a minute. How are you this morning?
I'm tired. I just rode my bike over from Cross Creek.
Mm-hmm. Rode your bike over?
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Well,
it bothered me.
Well, you all were doing so, you know, you were cleaning. Your notion was right, and he knows. Cookie knows that was a mess down there in that yard, and I told him last night.
The yard was a mess, and the trailer was a mess.
I told him last night, I said, Cookie, we weren't going to stand for that mess out in that yard any longer. And it had become just a dump on Saturday night for just anybody to come down there and just occupy that yard.
Yeah.
And leave messes. And I said, we were set up. And he said, well, he made all these excuses. And I said, you weren't over here. You weren't coming. You weren't doing anything about it. And so Jimmy said he'd clean it up. And we were glad. Oh, I'm glad he did that. He just cleaned me out.
I suppose I thought about saving some of the stuff when I was stacking it outside, and I guess consciously or subconsciously I made the rationale that he couldn't want any of that stuff because it was all so filthy dirty and it was just such arranged in such a haphazard manner that I thought to myself that he has, you know, just deserted it and that he put a lock on it when he left just more out of habit than because it was valuable. But nonetheless, a man's got a right to his belongings, dirty or clean. So let me go see what I can do, and
right.
I suppose we'll
okay.
be... I'll come back and check with you.
All
right.
Sorry that you had to receive some of the brunt of what should have been directed at me. He indicated that he didn't... I'm bringing you cookies and milk yesterday.
Oh, he let me have it.
Yeah.
He did.
I'm
showed up. He did. He's gone down to the dump.
He better go to the dump.
I'll sit in the corner.
Yeah, he better go to the dump. He had guts enough to ask me to leave that, come down and unlock it, and go on and leave the trailer open until he got back.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Nothing in there but his stuff. He took everything else out.
I told him, I said, ain't nothing in there but your stuff. I said, you took the rest of it out and threw it in the dump.
I said, naturally, we covered things over. I kept all the clean covers at home and brought them. I always put everything, you know, kept that at home and put clean covers over everything when I brought them back. There's no use in leaving stuff down there.
Well, they'd go down. They'd put, bring clean covers for the couch.
That would have been going to the dump, too.
But he told me that he carried it all to the dump.
He missed one cushion for the couch.
That's it.
And it
one
was up over in one of those covers. I mean, how come they missed that? He got everything else out. Even the drawer that I couldn't get open. It was full of material. I couldn't get it open. It was empty.
He got it out, took all the material out, and took
different,
it.
I had so much at home that I couldn't store, you know, and I brought down here. I said, well, there's four drawers right there together. And I'll just fill it full of material. And when I want some, I'm going down here, I'll dig it out, you know. But he got it open, but it got stuck on me, and I couldn't get it open.
Well, I'm learning a great deal about what goes on in the world.
Oh, my Lord.
Yes. I get it. It's not quite right.
I'm sorry, I'm busy just thinking about it.
He thought it was all junk. You'd be fooled to bring good stuff, you know, out to a place like that and leave it. He said there was a whole, jelly jars. There were jelly glasses. A whole bag
full.
I brought about 10 or 15,
well,
and I had them in a bag.
What would he do if he come over here?
Look at those jelly jars. I hate to think what you clean out over here.
Yeah,
we wouldn't have anything left, Cookie.
Well, you know, when you leave things out like that, you don't take the best you have.
No, of course you don't.
Even so, that's what hurt me so bad.
You want some coffee?
My little salt and pepper shakers, there's three out of three sets. There's one of each gone. But those were treasures because they were, I got one set on my honeymoon. Daddy brought me a set from Pennsylvania when my brother graduated from the university up there. They all had sentimental, you know.
Uh-huh.
And with some, even little jelly jars. I said they didn't amount to the whole thing, but Miss Hornbeck gave them to me.
Yeah.
And she's 90
yeah.
years old.
Yeah.
And these little jelly jars.
The little tiny,
it doesn't make any difference whether it was a toothpick, if it was somebody else's.
That's it. It wasn't the value of things as much as the sentimental value.
We had some
ceramic canisters that with a wooden lid.
The carved wooden lids, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We had a couple of those.
And three.
Now what was that?
Three. I remember ceramic canisters.
Ceramic.
I don't remember.
Oh,
I had taken some
right.
of those home.
Yeah.
That's the reason
yeah.
there wasn't as many over there.
There were three of them down there.
Because I had taken two of them.
My goodness, what?
But it's just the idea.
He must be a flathead for sure.
He got the makings, hasn't he? We better hang on to him.
Yeah.
Don't tell me what you got in him.
Well, honestly, the things he put in over there that are his didn't look any better than mine. That's what I couldn't understand, why he didn't take his own junk and throw it away too then.
I told him your bed was out, and he said, well, his was too. You know what his bed is? That little... little wide piece of foam.
Oh, that was it.
Well, yeah, he's a flathead, all right.
I claim.
He told me
and
that
the folding table,
it.
We hadn't used it in a long time, but one of those nice folding tables folded down to about that wide. It made a handy thing to sit.
Oh, I remember that, yeah.
You straighten it out and made a long table.
Like this one out here.
Yeah, it's gone.
Well, that's inconceivable. What'd you say?
And the old greasy table that Leo brought from the workshop, that's the one he left. I guess it was the 30th. Oh, I can figure out something to put his clothes on.
I didn't.
Maybe he couldn't get it out the door.
No, he takes him in jeans.
We'd like to never got him in. That's the reason, I bet you. He couldn't get it out the door. We had to figure and work and, you know, twist to get it in. Good solid table, but he had it at the garage.
I hadn't got up yet, but I didn't go to sleep. Last time I looked at the clock, I hadn't even
Got a 9, 4:30.
4:30?
I haven't got a 9, 4:30.
You better go out in your cabin and lie down and
then
yeah.
You
got that last night.
I was still on the bed. Telephone rang.
I just gotten up, I was
left. It was 7:30 when you talked.
7:30.
That's terrible,
I just
over.
Believe you me, I slept.
7:30. I told Helen if it was Jack Stokes, I was gone.
Huh? I didn't know who it was, so I let him answer.
Did you have some harness down there?
Yeah. So he was the fellow that was moving in the prison. I said, you just think you are.
I don't really, there's so much stuff, but I don't know.
I don't care if I'm going in there, but he ain't going to run over me.
No. A big, thick feather tick that was fixed on a piece of plywood in the middle there that Frank slept on. That's the first thing Frank missed.
Frank
went
bed. For his bed.
Now, what was
that?
That
ain't a feather tick. It was about that thick. It wasn't too wide, but it was just the size for a bed, and they put it on a piece of plywood, and it was about that thick in a feather tick.
Oh. Well, I hadn't even seen one in years.
Well, now,
there
was
well,
one over there, and
there
he threw it in the dump.
He threw it in the dump.
Well, you know what they do.
The niggers got it, but now, excuse me. But
somebody always is walking around over that dump.
Well, they didn't involve my gosh. He won't find half the stuff. See, all of my records from the service station was over there too.
Yeah.
Now they'll be there. Nobody gonna bother your records.
No.
But they'll that feather.
They'll sift through them though, and all the cookers and things. See, Laura just packed them in a big box and brought them home. Well, I left them all in there, dishes, cookers, and everything, and just brought them back in the same box.
Well, I'd been in there. And
he just took. He thought it was trash, and he just took the whole box when he took it.
I
know. Laura, I don't know what all in.
I got me my coffee cup out, and I made a cup of coffee, and danged if my coffee cup wasn't going to.
Cookie, I can't stand that. But everything in that box, and really, I don't know what all was in that box. I mean, I added those jelly glasses. They weren't jars, they were glasses. I mean, you know,
yeah.
Had a top like a glass.
Sure.
They didn't have the screw top lid, just, you know, clamp on. And I had so many of them. I must have had 12 or 14, I don't know, maybe more than that And I wrapped each one of them and put them in a bag.
Oh, really?
And then fixed them for good.
Yeah.
Put them
yeah.
down in there. That was brought back the same time the box was brought.
Gosh, anything over there, an old man ain't got good enough to drink water out of.
Well, sure, and you don't bring good things, you know. I mean, I had those, I said, even my piece of wood, I went out here. And
yeah.
Even
your driftwood.
Even my driftwood.
And the silverware. All the silverware.
And my jar that Alice made at school in kindergarten that I treasured. Had some artificial flowers in it. It's gone. I said it wasn't anything but a jar, but she painted it.
I tell you, there's just no sense in the man going.
I mean, you know, I just, it's sentimental. I didn't know they aren't worth anything, but still a treasure to me.
Sure.
Just take it over.
Mean.
Cleaning house. I mean, that
I just
didn't
can't
make
understand
sense.
It. I can't understand it.
I just
told him to fumigate it and wash it down, but it never occurred to me to tell him not to throw anything away.
No, he threw everything away.
And what he's way of fumigating?
Just like you're going to any place, you see.
You're clean, sure.
You
yeah.
want to clean it out, especially after it's been sitting there for several.
Well,
months.
We always had to clean it, you know.
I
Leo's know. Just not been.
Well.
We always don't know how he likes coming, unless he comes with us.
I told him I'd be down here this morning, and if he's there, I'll leave it unlocked.
Well, he took his truck out of the yard and it's down yonder over across on that little dirt road on the other side of the railroad track from the little old store.
I guess something happened to it, didn't it?
No, he parked it there, I bet.
Oh.
Because it's off on a dirt road, off just setting off on a, you know, that dirt road that goes straight where we come across the railroad
yeah.
track. It's down in there, not in front of anyone's house. Really? Just parked.
Are you friendly?
Well, I think.
Well, I think he was right humble. He knew he'd made, he knew he
loved up.
And he was, and he kept apologizing for getting us in on it, you know, because he made such.
Oh, I said to him, but I'm telling you, when Mr. Cook came up there yesterday, I thought he'd come to the picnic, and he let me have it. You just be quiet. We want to see settled there where we can get
yeah.
the floor.
Yeah.
Hey, come in. Got Linda with you?
No, I had to take her home.
Jimmy, this is Mr. and Ms. Cook.
Hello.
Well, I sure am sorry. My truck broke down. Just down the road. I don't know if you saw it.
Yeah, on your way in.
We come in that way.
And I've got a class in Gainesville in about 20 minutes that I need to get to before I go down. I ran by the place where I dumped the stuff just a minute and picked up some of your checkbooks and stuff and set them on the doorstep. And I wrote you a note just asking you to leave me some instructions over what you'd like me to do, and I have a box spring and a mattress that I'd be glad to give you to replace the one I threw out.
Well, it's not the actual value of it, it's the sentimental value, actually. As far as the preacher gave that to us.
That was Reverend Pendergrass,
country. Well, we just had a lot of our treasures in there, and she had a lot of her salt and pepper shakers and jelly jars and that she treasured. I mean, they didn't look to you, they didn't look like much, but they were ours, and they were...
Well, it's like I said, you don't bring good stuff to out.
And that box of dishes, I don't know what all was in that. But I do know this much. There was enough dishes and cups and saucers that we could have a picnic down there and not bring nothing from home. I know you got a paper plate too.
That one set was new, but I don't remember.
New.
It was four pieces, is that what it was?
It was
set for four?
Served for four all the way.
I don't remember. I just know it was a new set. And
I just can't see why anybody would go in a place like that. I mean, when it didn't belong to anybody, and just start throwing this away and that away and everything away and clean the whole thing out. I mean, that I couldn't see. I don't know what the intentions were or nothing, but anyway, I don't like it. Still don't like it.
Well, I certainly didn't do it thinking that there were things that you wanted. I guess I just was a little hasty in my efforts to clean up and
I'll admit it was dirt. But we hadn't done it in a long time. He's been in the hospital and out and not been physically able to do a lot, so we don't go unless he does. A long time. But we were over there just a time or two since last. The girls and I don't like to go with him by myself.
Well, I was there a couple, 3 weeks ago when I come through here.
I know you do, but I mean, unless you're with us, we don't come.
I stopped by there periodically and saying I don't even know I'm on the float. I stopped there many times, lay down, slept 6 or 8 hours, and they didn't even know I was around.
It's quiet. He does that, I know.
And I don't feel someone being there, but I want to take care of what I've got left there. And much left there, and I'll take care of it.
Well, I think that I may be able to salvage some more of the stuff. But I'll be glad to replace what can be replaced.
Well,
just to stop and think, I can't even remember what all I did have down there. You know, you bring one thing in one time, take something out another, and bring something in another to us. It was just things that we, just enough to have a good time on when we come. And
not good, because you never know who's going to get in, you know, break in or anything, and I wouldn't, but I had some little odds and ends that I've had for years and years and years, but probably wasn't worth 2 cents, but it was a whole lot to me. I'm one of these, I make things and work with wood and stuff like that I like to have.
Yes, I can understand.
As like I said, he always wants me to get rid of a whole lot of it, but I don't.
Well, it all came about because the yard was in such a...
Well, I know. Laura was supposed to come back and clean that, and she didn't do it.
And the and Jimmy said he could get a, he had a truck, and he could, you know, clean off some of that stuff. And,
mm-hmm.
And it knew you all were coming.
Well, I had meant to bring the girls down. But I just don't really like to go a lot in the fields with them.
I've been up.
We can do the work.
Last,
yeah, we can do the work, but he, as long as he's there with
every week, I had to go and see about my mother. And I make a paying trip, so. I don't know what it means anything or not, but I haven't worked a lick at nothing on public works in 2 years.
Half.
2 years.
In March. And I work nights. And that's rough.
So, I mean, it's you and I get together. I mean, me and Dow get together. I want to do the right thing. I don't want to put nobody in a hard spot. I don't want nobody to put me in a hard spot. But I say it did kind of stir me up yesterday when I came down and seen what was going on.
Jimmy and Linda know about horses, and it looks like it's sort of ideal because they could take care of whatever you had.
Yeah,
and he can make a garden, and you know, we said you were going to be here, and we just talked it over, and it just looked like it's sort of what you'd been looking for.
That I would appreciate. See, I had more
or
less.
And he could pay for the water and pay for the whatever you want. You wouldn't have any of that to worry about.
More than I had to sell, more or less had to sell him big horse on account of the people wouldn't let him alone.
And you said, you know, if it just had somebody to sort of look after him.
Yeah, I'd appreciate someone that would look after it, but mistake's a mistake. I mean,
yeah.
Well, I just
and
can't do that, those things now.
But
I'm not a horse. Too much about horses, anyway.
You don't talk to me,
okay?
I'm not hard to get along with. I need to get along with. The fella rubs me the wrong way, and then I'm all wrong.
You know, it's like I said, I can't even. Right now, I'd have to sit down and study what all.
Those springs that was under that mattress in the back room back there, now that made a couch.
That was a studio couch.
That was a studio couch.
One cushion still up in the.
Well, one
up overhead in one of those things in the middle room. There's two cushions to it. And it made a. And I had about three cushions that were once.
Glider cushion
that I covered for the kids to sit on. Because we never spent the night down here. We had two new tours. You can't stay overnight in a little place like that.
I spent the night down
here. But he was down here a lot, though. He stayed down here a lot because he had to.
I had my horses over there.
And his nerves were shot, and he needed to get out to himself, and that was his place to go. So he just come and stayed by himself. But as far as having the family all down here to stay at one time, we didn't because we didn't have enough room.
Yeah, I kept a couple of girls over there.
I know you've had, yeah, I taught them there at times. And they just batched, more or less, what I'd consider. You know, and I always brought food from home, and we'd always add just a little bit, you know.
But now, I mean, now.
Just a place to come to get away from everything. Because he's had to be up the country so much lately that I don't. Time I get up in the daytime, the day's 3/4 gone, you don't get out and do much running around. You get your time to go to work.
It was always a good place to come to.
Having a luck?
Well, my truck broke down the road, so I limited what I could put in the Volkswagen, but I'm not real hopeful for what all can be salvaged down there. I'll just find some checkbooks and papers.
Well, usually I don't, but there's always someone ready to go through and pick up what they can find. That's just one of those things.
So somebody beat you, they beat you to it down at the dump?
I'm afraid so. It looks like some stuff has been dumped over. I didn't have time because I have a class to go to and everything like that, but I was going to come back this afternoon and dig under, because it could be that some of the stuff has just had some other furniture dropped on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't look like it had been bulldozed under, but it looked like some other people had been there dumping some things at the same spot where I dropped it off.
Well, it looks like this might take precedence, if you...
Yes, sir.
If you're interested, if you really mean to do something about it.
Well, I went by my friend's house to get them to come get my truck going, because I thought that would be a whole lot more practical to go down there and see if I could, what I could dig up, because then I'd have somewhere to put it. So I was...
What time is your appointment?
A hurried stop by there.
3:00. Helen, I told you a dozen times.
I can't
3:00.
Anything. 3:00.
Well, I'm going to tell you, Jim. I hadn't thought about it. You know, I wasn't very businesslike when you came up here. Now, you see, the way I do business is just from situation to situation. Now, just to have somebody down there doesn't interest me. It interests me only if they come down there with something in mind that they want to do. Now, you see, I wouldn't offer to tell you what to do, but I'd listen to you, what it is you want to do. You clean the place up, and the others, unfortunately. Now, on your gardening and things like that, now with me, as I see it now, you see, that you come out here to do that, and you don't do it when it comes handy. You go ahead and do it.
I'm not sure I followed
you. Well, you clean up the place and you disappeared. And you had some of your time off, you see, where you could get started on your gardening. That's what I was thinking about. But you have to do your own sketching, you see. Now, right now, you see, you and her get to town. And when you get back, you see, you don't know when you get back and what you'll get to do. So, you see, you've got here 6 months and never plant a pea. Well, you don't have to plant peas, you don't have to do anything, you see. But you come out here to do something. It's not just a park out there. Well, you see, it never occurred to me, to talk with you straight, like I'm talking with you now. When you came, I just assumed that you had something in mind that you wanted to do.
Well, I do. I just was trying to get things squared away first before I started doing it. I wanted to be all moved in before I started planting or plowing or whatever.
Sure.
I was not wanting to rush in and make too many mistakes.
Well, that's all. And now, what I'm saying to you now just arose out of this situation. So I'm not reading the law down to you. You understand that? I've had a number of people out here, and I've had to let them go for the simple reason, see, they come out here and they don't do anything. Yeah. They come out here to do something, but they never get around to doing it. Now, you had experience, and you know how to work, and I figured that would show up. So I guess that disarmed me. But that's what the place is for. You see, when Mr. Cook comes out here, he may sleep out there, but that's part of his job, actually. He's getting ready. But he's also got something going all the time. He got horses or something, you see, on.
Yeah, I left home yesterday morning. I didn't have one horse. I ended up with two horses and two saddles before I got here yesterday afternoon. Before I get back home today, I may end up with four, five, or six horses.
Well, I thought we were going horse trading.
I'm in bed.
That's why the truck's handy.
Yeah.
No, I know you are.
Well, now that's a curious thing. You see, those things don't show anybody out here. They think he's just fooling around.
Yeah. That's the way he makes his. He works what living he can help, you know. I have a job, but I mean,
yeah.
He can't hold down a regular job.
Well, now over at the creek, I imagine it's the same way. You've seen them over there. I don't know them over there. But how long have you been hanging around over there?
About a year and a half.
Oh, yeah, you practice knowing by heart. Who is Nail?
She runs Cross Creek Fish Camp.
Is that a first name?
Yeah.
Everybody calls her Nail?
Yes, I know the people. She runs the yearling. I own the yearling. I used to work for her.
Herman?
Yes,
mm-hmm.
Sir.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, yeah, I worked for Herbert Herman.
Patton Herbert Herman.
Sure did. When he was manager and director of the Oakcrest Enterprise.
Oakcrest Enterprise. Kids went to school with him. They get their children. Sure did.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
how'd he wind up over at Cross Street?
He just got fed up with the way they're
defeating. Tired out to Oakcrest.
And just quit.
Oh.
And he owned 49% interest in Oakcrest Enterprise. And he made them buy him out.
He had enough of it.
He had enough of it. He didn't have enough to control it, but he had enough to where it tied him down.
Yeah.
See,
oh,
his brother owned 51%. So he had controlling interest. His brother did, and his brother was trying to give him a shaft.
Yeah.
I worked for him 3 years. Mechanic. Sure did.
Well, you feel
at
home over there.
I can go in there and get what I want when I want it.
Yeah.
The way I want it.
Do you know him?
Herbert?
Uh-huh.
Not real well, I know him.
Yeah, you see him around.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, what was your headquarters over there, Jimmy?
I stayed over at, right by Twin Lakes Fish Camp.
Yeah. Is that at the creek?
It's this side of it away. Three quarters of a mile.
Oh, that far. I see. On up towards coming home all this way.
Mm-hmm. I said, I don't know much about Cross Creek. You see that time, too, not good.
You last. More than a little bit.
Oh, the fish camp is on the, not on the, wait a minute, which side is that? It's on the lake side, naturally.
Twin Lakes is on the Loch Lusa end of the creek. All the other fish camps are down right by the creek.
Heck, last Wednesday, Thursday evening, a week ago, I loaded watermelons on the Thomas fish camp.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, really?
Sure
did. After Thomas fish camp.
The last lady to come.
I know one of, I don't know him, I know one of his boys, I think, when I see him. I believe I saw him down there loading the melons. I saw him down there.
Well, a gooseneck trailer and a red
horse trailer.
Yeah,
he took them.
That's for 600?
600 melons on a horse trailer.
How
in
much
the
that
horse
way?
13,600 pounds.
Where'd you haul them to?
West Virginia.
he had to take one of our daughters up to stay with my mother and daddy.
Your mother and dad is practically invalid, and my mother has practically lost her mind, and my dad, I don't know how long he'll hold up.
So he had to go back home to see about them. He had to make a paying trip, so he took a little while.
Before I get back, I may have a phone call to go to West Virginia, just that quick.
That sounded a little bit better, but as far as his spirits were concerned, but I can tell by his feelings and the sound of his voice that his condition's not any better.
Any man in the world has much bad luck about it. It wasn't for bad luck, I wouldn't have had none at all.
But he always comes out of it.
Some way?
Some way. You just wonder, yeah, some way. Mm-hmm. I'd hate to think about all that ever happened. Since the spring of 68.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
And 2 years ago today when that boy of mine messed me up.
Wrecking
the truck.
Yeah. 2 years ago
today.
When you were
coming after me. I was at work and he's coming to get me.
And you had been out of the place just one day. Or was it
2 days? 2 days. He'd be home.
And you'd been out 3 days.
He took me to work that night
himself. I got home on the 28th.
He took me to work that night, but he just didn't feel like coming to get me the next morning. That's why he sent Frank.
Yeah.
I didn't send Frank.
Well, Frank went. Frank was the one to get up to go. Somebody had to come.
Frank heard the telephone, answered the telephone. I didn't hear. And he was gone. I didn't hear the telephone until the sheriff
He still
called.
Can't get around early in the morning. He
the
still can't get up and go.
Sheriff called me and said that he had piled my truck up. He towed that truck sitting right out there out.
Hmm,
I took the motor, the transmission, the rear end, and made me a truck. The rest of it come out of the junkyard.
And painted it, but it needs another paint job.
And that truck was not very old at that time.
8,000 miles on it.
Brand new.
Yeah.
Well, I see, that's one of the things. Now, I don't know what access you had to people over there who had experience such as he's had. But now, on top of that, see, all these things he can do, he also knows how to farm and raise a garden. I've thought a lot of times if I could just furnish him a hand or be a hand myself, we'd have a real garden. He knows how, and I'd have a strong back. You know, I picked some peas up here this year, and my back was down back for a week.
I tell you, I ain't one person that can pick peas and stand up on it.
Yeah.
That's me.
That's true.
Yeah.
I had a few peas this year.
Yeah.
Still have
to.
Yeah.
No, I don't care for someone being over there. I mean, in the trailer, it'd be an asset to me. But nevertheless, I mean, I'd like to feel free to go when I bring my family there and have a picnic on Sunday. Or if I feel like, if I'm down here messing around, I feel like I ought to have some place to go and lay down where I can lay down in peace and quiet.
Well, if I was living down there, it'd just be a party if you ought to come in.
That's right. Well, and
if I wanted to go ahead and play my stereo, I could do that too.
So, yeah.
When he first came home from the hospital, you know, he spent so much time down there by himself because he's not, you know, he couldn't stand there.
I spent 90% of my time right over there. When
he wasn't home, and I hadn't heard from him. I knew where he was.
They can come find
too many kids around the house to make noise, and he can't. It gets on his bothers him, and he'll just leave.
I get up and leave.
Well, it's such a constant thing. They never let up.
No,
they
never let up. No.
You say, well, I'll give them another half hour.
They get worse.
Well, right now, it seems quiet. It's just two around after having all the rest of them gone. That won't last long, though. They'll be back.
Jimmy, you all make some arrangements. You're going to leave. Tomorrow.
Right.
And no telling when you'll be back.
It'll be first to the middle of next week before I get back.
Well, let me tell you what you better do. You and Mr. Cook had better. Why don't you amble on down there and take a look at it and see what you're supposed to do and get stowed away so either one of you be held up.
Well,
I don't know when else you're going to be able to catch him.
Because I'm hard to catch. I'm a hard man to find.
You see, that's me and Jasper, the three. I don't know what time we get back out here.
I've got to be in Gainesville at 12:45 tomorrow at noon.
Yeah.
And I'm to load up tomorrow evening for either Pennsylvania or New York.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But at any time, you've got all these little side errands, right?
I got everything to do.
Well, I'll be glad to help you in any way I can. I'm sure